Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. We'll be starting at 7:15. Sorry for the delay. Shalom. If you just tune in, we'll be starting at 7:15. Sorry for the delay. Shalom.
Together, O nation, I desire.
for the decree, go forth and y'all bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness, walk in humility, not weakness. Y'all teaching this is ways to be higher, learning truth, no more subject to the liars. Submit to Yah, the only way he'll unite us. Yah's way is holy, true judgment, and be righteous. We can't front on Yah, not even in the slightest. Sons will be loud, be faking like they like us. But Yah gave us all to our heart's desires. He'll cut you off for spreading hate like a virus. So turn to Yah, he is torn as he will bind us. He is smited and he will heal us. After 2 days, yeah, he will revive us. In the third day, in his sight, we will rise up. Let's go.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together. Those are made a covenant to sacrifice. Yah is life. Gather your saints together. Bring them all together. Those are made a covenant to sacrifice. Yah is life.
Gather together, O nation, not desire. Before the decree, go forth and Yah bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness, do his judgments, walk in righteousness. Learn Yah's path, he will lighten it. While we fighting this, we the same blood, have the same Ema and the same Abba. We all a slave, live the same drama. My people, we be true brethren. 400 years, have we learned our lesson? How good and pleasant if we dwell together. Yeah, two is better, three is hardly broken, and millions live forever. The enemy wanna cut us off to be a nation, never. But the shackles are severed, soon we'll be one nation with one king, one law, all serving one Elohim.
Gather your saints together, bring them all together.
Say, what do you mean? Well, y'all not able to back up what you're teaching. You just said that because Alicia said it. But if you're really a student of the Bible, then you show me that. Don't tell me it's right because Alicia said it's right. Show me it's right because you're able to prove it's right. Now, I'm tired of y'all making all them statements that a day become before a night, and the only defense you have is Alicia said it. Now, is that an adequate response? Sure. I don't mind telling you that at all. Because if you can't back it up, and you've been in this class 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and you can't show us a verse that clearly identifies to the world that the day starts before night, then maybe what they're saying is true. I certainly hope it's not. But you're going to have to do and show me something. Does anyone want to show us something?
They put their darkness for light. It broke your covenants of day and the night. You gave the sun and the moon and all the stars that shine when you see them in the sky. But sign seasons and the time. Another reason to divide Genesis 1 and 5. You said the evening and the morning were the first day. Not from evening until morning or from evening until evening. What the heathen teaches, the lead I will birth. just wait. Jeremiah 31 and 35. If those ordinances depart from the order that you made it, then also shall the seed of Jacob see forever from being the nation. Some say he dumb because he don't understand the Hebrew language or speak the tongue and follow ancient civilizations. My lexicon is broken, but y'all define what's spoken. So he put the words in my mouth like Aharon to Moses. That's because I know the sire. You can't mix Yom and Lila or Enkoshek, neither. We travel with a pillar and cloud. By day and by night, a pillar of fire. Add not to, least he was proven, you be found a liar. If a day begins at evening when it's quite dark, well, let me ask the question, when does the night start? Is it the same in scriptures you can't find? Daniel 7:25, they'll think to change time. The fourth beast chopped the earth, still getting devoured. Now a day starts at 12 a.m. for 24 hours. But let me get some scripture proving day starts in the morning. Judges 19:25-26, of 1 Samuel 19:11, Numbers 11:32, Exodus 16:23. It says tomorrow was the Sabbath, bake what you will bake today. See what you will see, cause in the morning you won't see a thing. They asking what is the importance, let me reconvene. Don't think it's only blabbing, cause if you don't know when the day starts, then you won't know when to keep the holy Sabbath. We follow modern men who teach you about historians. Pope George, Calendar, Gregorian. It gotta be a moral to the story in this spiritual war we in. Got me swinging pause again, cause we don't know the Father, they gon' have to bring more again. Job 17:12, check what the writers say. The light is short because the darkness, they change the night to day. Ain't here to scold or diss, so my mission's to show the difference. Confirming the holy scriptures, the curse if I low dimension. The wicked plotting while you sleep, creating bold inventions. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, they goal extension. Wipe out our whole existence by putting holes in the ozone. So we overexposed to the solar remission. If you would only listen, you would have got the news. I'm well protected.
I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahshua who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put fright in me and now we flee from falling leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it.
First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Almighty has blessed us to bring to you another program. Another program of nothing but the truth.
for Yah has allowed us to come to you another night, another day, another week, bringing you his unadulterated word, the word of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing you nothing but the truth. And who is this Yah that I speak of and that I bring to you his words? Well, this Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. Yah is our judge. He's our king. He's our lawgiver. He's our only savior, and not just of Israel, but the world. Thank the mighty Yah for allowing us to bring you his great words. Yesterday, we started on another series of programs, the seven ways that Yah have elected and chose to redeem. Most people don't know how Yah going to save them. And then there's many that only know a couple of ways that Yah would choose to save. But little do people know, there's seven different ways that the Almighty has desired to save his people. And why? Because he's a merciful Elohim, gracious Elohim. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to save because he is the only savior. And there is no savior other than him. This is why he designed more than one way to save his people and the inhabitants of the earth. This is why a lot of times we might bring to you the various troubles and the various vexations and the various adversities that will befall, as well as evil, that will befall the earth. But you don't have to be caught up in these evils and vexations and adversities, as well as troubles. All you have to do is learn to know, to keep, and to observe the way in which Yahweh has desired to save you. And if you get that, then you have nothing to worry about. But make no mistake about it, if you don't, then the whirlwind of Yah will fall upon your head. And let it not be because you have rejected him and you refuse to hear. Yesterday, or last night, we brought to you the very first way, the number one way, that Yah has proposed to save. This is number one. There's nothing before this. There's things after this, but this is number one. And really, you want to be saved this way. And let me show you what that is, just for people who did not hear our program last night. This is the number one way. Now there's seven different ways. This number one way is called for Yah's righteousness' sake. If it wasn't for Yah's righteousness, we all would be doomed. But because of his righteousness, this is what the Almighty said. In the book of Deuteronomy, I'm sorry, in the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter. Now, if you value anything that I'm saying, now you don't have to value nothing that I'm saying. You can reject everything I'm saying. As a matter of fact, you don't have to listen to me at all. But at the end of the day, all your words are going to be brought into judgment, whether you are here or whether you forbear, whether you listen or not, whether you do or don't do, it's up to you. Genesis 7. For all those who do want to know the truth, watch what it says. In the very first verse of Genesis, the 7th chapter, and 1, and Yahweh said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for in thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And why did he tell Noah to come into the ark and all his house to come into the ark? Because it was, he seen righteous in them. And as I told you before, there are 7 different ways that Yah have elected and desired to choose to save his people. And I may add, not just his people, the inhabitants of the world. And I want you to see this, because sometimes you want to know, well, how do I know I'm going to be saved? How do I know whether my parents are going to be saved? How do I know how Yahweh would choose to save? And I can assure you, no one else will show you these things. And they're not going to teach these things to you. And the number one way that Yahweh has chosen, elected to save, is by righteousness. That was Noah. Of course, also he said about this Noah, the same Noah, in Genesis, the 6th chapter, the 9th verse. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with Elohim. And what is a just man? Well, a just man is a righteous man. You want to know righteousness. You want to learn righteousness. And what is righteousness? Righteousness is when one observes to do all the commandments, statutes, judgments, testimonies of the Most High. And when one has the ability to obey his voice. This is the righteousness of Yah. Yah said he is well pleased for his righteousness' sake, and he will magnify the law and make it honorable, because all these things are his law. And he's so merciful that he will make his law clearer and clearer and clearer, so that you can find the righteousness that you need to walk before him in righteousness. And if you can do that, it will be by righteousness that you will be saved. That's how you know all these people on the internet and YouTube and all these other places talking about you can't keep the Sabbath. You don't have to keep the Sabbath. You don't have to keep the law. You don't have to keep the commandments. You don't have to do none of these things. You know they could not be, they could not teach you the ways in which Yah will redeem. Watch this in the book of Isaiah 51. We're just doing a quick review. And we're talking about the seven things that Yah has proposed to do to save his people and the inhabitants of the world. Isaiah 51, watch what it says. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek Yah. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone, blessed him, and increased him. And why? Why do Yahweh want us to look unto Abraham and Sarah? Because Abraham and Sarah are the righteous servants of the Most High that we can look to find the Most High. Because you're not going to find the Most High unless you're looking for righteousness. Look what it says in the same chapter, the fourth and the fifth verse. This is what it says. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth, and my arm shall judge the people. The isle shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. See, his righteousness is near. What is his righteousness? His righteousness is his words, his laws, commandments, statutes, and judgment. And Yahweh, and why do the scriptures say, well, his righteousness is near then? Well, he's saying his righteousness is near because the Almighty will bring righteousness through his servant. This righteousness that will be rained down is through his servant. This is why it's important to know the servant of Yah. Because if you don't know who his true servant is, then you're not going to know his true righteousness. Furthermore, in the book of Ezekiel 14, in the book of Ezekiel 14, this is what it says, starting at the 12th verse. The word of Yah came again to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinned against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and will break the staff for the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, says Yah Elohim. And I don't want you to get it twisted to think Noah and Daniel and Job had some righteousness outside of the Most High. No, their righteousness was the righteousness of Yahweh. He gave his word, and what they did, they observed it. He spoke, and they obeyed it. And this is what Yah wants you to do. So no matter what happens in the earth, and this is what Yah is telling us, that all these evils can come to the earth, the noisome beast, pestilence, the sword, famine. It don't matter what comes down. though these three are in it. In other words, if you have righteous servants, righteous men and women in the earth, then they will be saved by their righteousness. This is how important righteousness is. This is why it's number one, and this is why y'all love it so much. He's well pleased for it. His righteousness' sake. And the last scripture I want you to see on righteousness, and we're going to go right to number two in the book of Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter. And I have to read this because this is how important this is. Starting at the 4th verse. And this is what the Creator wants you to know. Everybody want to be saved. I'm assuming that everybody want to be saved. Because I don't know everybody. So it's just an assumption on my part. But for the sake of argument, let's just say everybody do wants to be saved. Well, if everybody want to be saved, and everybody want to be redeemed, and everybody looking for a savior, and everybody want to live forever, then why wouldn't you listen to the word of Yah? And one thing you want to listen to is what I'm about to read. And watch what it says. 4th verse, Deuteronomy 9:4. Speak not thou in thy heart. In other words, you don't even have to say it out loud. After that, Yada Elohim have cast them out from before thee, saying, for my righteousness, Yah have brought me in to possess this land. In other words, there will be another Exodus. Most of the world don't believe it. Most of the world don't know it. Most of the world don't acknowledge it. But there will be another Exodus. Brothers and sisters, don't you know what goes up must come down? The heathen, the wicked has been up. If you don't believe me, all you got to do is look at the world and see they are up. But make no mistake about it, they must come down. And watch what it says. Speak not thou in thy heart after Yah the Elohim have cast them out from before thee, saying, for my righteousness Yah have brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations, Yah do drive them out from before thee. So don't get it mixed up. Our people didn't inherit the land because they were righteous. We just had a bunch of wicked people in the land that Yah got tired of and just drove them out. And then Yah repeated it in the 5th verse. Not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart do thou go to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations, Yada Elohim do drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the word which Yah swore unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In other words, we only inherit that land because Yah made an oath to our fathers, and that the inhabitants of the land was wicked. Yah repeats it again, 6th verse. Understand therefore that Yada Elohim giveth thee not this good land to possess it for thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people. Remember and forget it not, how thou provokest Yada Elohim to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until ye came unto this place, ye have been rebellious against Yah. Also in Horeb, ye provoked Yah to wrath, so that Yah was angry with you to have destroyed you. And same thing today, Make no mistake about it. It's not, our people are not going to leave this land because they are righteous. Nor will they leave this land because they are part or of the remnant. But the only reason that our people will leave this land is because Yah made an oath to our fathers that he will redeem us. But after that, the real work starts. Because then he's going to plead with you face to face. So what is number two? What is the second way that Yah has proposed to save his people, as well as the inhabitants of the earth? Well, the second way that Yah proposed is for his namesake. But I need you to understand something about his namesake that most people don't realize. And you'll read this in the book of Ezekiel 36. Let us go there. Number one is righteousness. Yah is always looking for the righteous. But then, even amongst them, as well as others, Yah would often save just because of his name, because his name is holy. His name is holy. And look what Yah said about his name in the book of Ezekiel 36. Starting at the 16th verse, and this is what it says. Moreover, the word of Yah came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their own doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I pour my fury upon them for the blood that which they had shed upon the land, and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doings, I judged them. And when they entered into the heathen, whether they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of Yah, and are gone forth out of his land. In other words, every time they see our people breaking the Sabbath day, they look, these are the people of Yah. Every time they see our people go order some shrimp and catfish and squid and crawdads and all kind of abominations in the sea, they saying, these are the people of Yah. Every time our people go and order this barbecue ribs and fat back and pig toes and pig feet and pig ears and pig guts, and that's what they're saying. And are these the people of Yah? Every time our people go in to these abominable centers and get tattoos, and these are the people of Yah? And look what happened. And watch what happened. 21st verse. But I have pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus says Elohim, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whither you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am Yah, says Yah Elohim, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all the countries and will bring you into your own land. See what Yahweh would do for his name's sake? But Yahweh wants you to know, let it be known, it is for his holy name's sake, in which the house of Israel have profaned amongst the heathen. Because his name is that great. And make no mistake about it. You can't continue to profane Yahweh's name. Yahweh will have none of it. None of it. You did it in the midst of the land. You did it amongst the heathen. And make no mistake about it. He's not going to allow it when he pleads with us face to face. That's when the separation will take place. But you can take comfort in the fact that Yahweh will redeem you for his name's sake. Look what the scripture says. In the book of Jeremiah 16. Jeremiah 16. Because we're speaking about the second way. And there's seven ways that Yah has desired. Seven ways that he has purposed to save his people, as well as the inhabitants of the earth. And watch what it says. Jeremiah 16, we're going to start at verse 14. Let's start at 13 so you can know what this is saying. I'll start at 12. And ye have done worse than your fathers, for behold, ye walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not, neither ye nor your fathers. And there shall ye serve other deities, other idols, day and night, where I will not show you favor. Therefore, behold, the days come, said Yah, that it shall no more be said, Yah liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he has driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishers, says Yah, and they shall fish them. And after I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill and out of holes of the rock. For my eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from my eyes. First, I will recompense their iniquity and sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. Oh, Yah, my strength, my fortress, my refuge in a day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. And this will happen. The Gentiles is going to say to you what you should be saying to yourself today. You've inherited lies and vanity, and wherein you walking in a way in which you should not be walking in. Understand you have inherited lies and vanity. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no Elohims? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. And watch what he calls them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yah. And see, we're going to have this discussion with our brothers and sisters, many of the leaders of our people, about Yah's name. Our people today, they want to call Yahweh anything. And these names that they will call Yahweh, we want to see, and we're going to see, whether Yahweh gave them this himself. We want to see the evidence where Yahweh gave them his name. That Yah will come to anybody who say his name is such and such and such and say, this is it. And then you will see who's telling you the truth. Another scripture that I want you to take note of. Since Yahweh said it will be because of his name, in the book of Jeremiah, the 14th chapter, see, some people are just not going to be righteous enough. And even though they have the heart and the intentions of being saved, they just ain't righteous. But because of Yah's mercy, and he deals with the heart, they have a chance. And the chance is if he desire to do it for his name's sake. But you got to understand what that means to Yah for his name's sake. In other words, if you have in your heart that is more than just his name's sake, or you deserve to be saved for anything that you might have did or thought, and you don't find the humility to understand it's for his name, and that you should be a part of anything, or you running around telling people they're going to be saved, and you don't even know if you're going to be saved. Ask yourself, do you think Yah will save you for his name's sake then? Because Yah will have nothing to do with the arrogant and the haughty, prideful, and the evil man. Nothing. Watch what the Creator says. Ezekiel 14, and we're going to start reading at the 7th verse. Oh, Yah, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake. for our backslidings are many. We have sinned against thee. O, the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in a time of trouble, why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land and as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? Why shouldest thou be as a man astonished, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet thou, O Yah, are in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not. And why shall Yah respond? Thus is Yah unto this people. Thus have they loved to wander. They have not refrained their feet. Therefore, Yah do not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. Then said Yah unto me, pray not for this people for their good, bad. When Yahweh say, don't even pray for these people and their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. When they offer burnt offerings and oblation, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. And why? Because they still have a lot to learn about how Yahweh will save. Because once you begin to learn how the mighty Yah do save, then you can consciously go before your maker today and decide what you're going to do, how you propose to be saved. You want to be saved, don't you? We need to be saved, don't we? Then how do you propose that you will be saved? What thing would you do for Yahweh to save you? Would you go slandering and tale-bearing and talking about your brothers and sisters? Is that how you plan on being saved? Would you go all on the internet and start talking about how you don't have to keep the Sabbath day? Is that saving yourself? And is that saving the people? And is that gathering the tribes of Israel? Don't y'all know and see and understand what an ambassador of hell is? Ambassador of hell is somebody who's trying to take you to hell. They trying to take you down because they have chosen, they have elected death and not life. How can they then teach you after choosing death? How then can they teach you how to be saved? All I hear people talking about is, you got to keep the law. You got to keep the law. Well, what is the law? What is the law? And these are the things that we got to know. Another scripture about how Yahweh propose to save. In the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. Watch what this says. In the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. And I'm going to start reading the sixth verse. Let's start at the fifth verse. And say unto them, thus is Yah Elohim, and they when I chose Israel, and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yah your Elohim. In the day that I lifted up my hand unto them to bring them forth of the land of Egypt into a land that I had espied for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Why do you think everybody wants the promised land? Why do you think everybody wants Jerusalem? This is the glory of all lands. Nobody is fighting for Australia. Nobody fighting for the Netherlands. Matter of fact, nobody ain't fighting for Egypt. They spoiled and robbed Egypt and got the heck on, but they didn't want Egypt. Nobody fighting for America. Who wants America? You got a lot of people that want to come here, but you don't have a bunch of people trying to take over America. As a matter of fact, you don't have nobody trying to take over Europe, period. Now, you had a bunch of Europeans that tried to take over the Native American lands and went through Africa. But you only have one land that the whole world wants. And it's the glory of all lands. That's the promised land. That's the land that flowed with milk and honey. And that's our land. And watch what it says. Then said I unto them, cast ye away every man the abomination of his eyes, and defile not yourself with the idols of Egypt. I am Yah your Elohim. But they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abomination of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them and bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness. And I gave them my statutes, showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yah that sanctified them. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes. They despised my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbaths, they greatly polluted. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I will not bring them into the land which I have given them, flowing with milk and honey, once again, which is the glory of all lands. Because they despise my judgment, walk not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols. Nevertheless, my eye spared them from destroying them, neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. And all through this whole chapter, watch the 22nd verse. Nevertheless, well, let me read 21 and 22. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbath. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. Do you see the pattern? You see what Yahweh is doing? Do you see the mercies of the Most High? How he will save, he will deliver, he will spare for his holy name's sake. We should have been destroyed. We should have been annihilated. We should have been consumed, but because of his holy name's sake, he redeemed. And that's what we're speaking about. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're letting you know. First, he's looking for the righteous. And next, he's going to have to just do it for his name's sake, as he has done, is what he will do. And what he will do is what he's doing now. Let it not be in your heart that you think you deserve to be saved. You believe you've done enough to be saved. Because all we have done is defiled and polluted the great name of the Most High in the midst of our enemies, as well as the midst of our people. And the last thing, the last point I want to make on this thing here, look what Yahweh had to do as a result of our rebelliousness. 23rd verse. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I will scatter them among the heathen. That's where we at today. And disperse them through the countries, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes, and had polluted my Sabbath. And their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore, I gave them also statutes that were not good, judgments whereby they shall not live. And what do you think these statutes and judgments that were given to us that we should not live by? Well, it's called the New Testament. It's called the Quran. It's called the Book of Enoch. It's called the Book of Jubilees. It's called the Talmud. It's called the so-called book of Joshua, because really the only book of Joshua is the scriptures. It's called the book of the dead. All these books are counterfeits. These books will have you doing things, have you marrying a 9-year-old, an 8-year-old, and justifying it. A grown man. What a grown man look like looking at a 9-year-old. But this is what these books teach. These books will have Abraham worshiping the sun and the moon and the stars like he's some idol worshiper. These books will have you believing that man went up to heaven and came back and told you everything about the sun, moon, and stars. As if Yahweh didn't tell you nothing about the sun, moon, and stars. And that this man is greater than all the prophets. Is that what Yahweh said? These books are how you beat your wife as instructions on how to tame her. Is this what you want for your daughters? These books will have you eating anything, not being holy, not being clean, not being sanctified, but they will have you eating any kind of meat. And then some of them say, well, there's only one meat that you really can't eat, and that's a pig. But you can eat all the other meats. Rat, cat, dog, gorillas, orangutans, snake. You eat it all. And this is statutes and judgments in which a man should not live by. And our people live by them today. Only reason many of us have escaped is only because of Yah's holy namesake, because we should have been destroyed. Watch what it says. The only reason why Yah did what he did in Egypt, in the book of Exodus, Exodus 9. And you're going to understand why Yah will do what he will do during our time. In the book of Exodus, the 9th chapter, and how do we know this? Because there's nothing new under the sun. Watch what the Creator said in the book of Exodus, the 9th chapter, the 13th verse. And Yah said unto Moshe, rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, and say unto him, thus says Yah the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. Now ask yourself, most of the Israelite community, the vast majority of the Israelite community, they know one day our people is supposed to go free, and they're supposed to return back to their own land. Most of the Israelite community, not all of them, also teach and believe that we have a 400-year sentence. Now what most Israelites hadn't considered is that when that 400-year sentence is up, do you honestly believe that this people are going to let you go? Is that what you think? You think they just going to let you go? Well, that's 400. Bye. See you. That's how you think it's going down? No, it's not going down like that at all. And the reason why, because it ain't never went down like that. It didn't go down like that when our people was in Babylon for 70 years. It didn't go down like that when our people sojourned in Egypt for 430 years. And it's not going down like that in modern times. When it's time to let you go, I can assure you, and you can take it to the bank, that they will not let you go. Not at least it's by a mighty and stretched out arm and by signs and wonders and terrors. That's the only way you're getting out of here is by war. Watch what this says. I will at this time send all my plagues upon thy heart and upon thy servants and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out my hand, and that I might smite thee and thy people and with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in this very deed, for this cause, have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. And little do people know, this is when the whole earth began to know the name of Yah. This is when they were introduced to the name of Yah. Prior to this, only certain families knew the name of Yah. But now the whole earth knew his name through what he would do in Egypt. And once again, the name of Yah has been buried. And now, once again, nobody knows his name. Well, some people do. So Yah once again had to return for his holy name's sake. And only those who will find the redemptive power of Yah, because it's far more after the night. If you find them, then you can see how Yah might propose to save you. Watch this in the book of Isaiah 48. Because what are we discussing? How Yahweh will propose, how he desire, and how he has said he will save. Number one, he's coming for the righteous. He's always looking for the righteous first and foremost. And number two, he's looking, who can I save and who can I redeem for my holy name's sake, since it was just polluted and defiled in the midst of the earth? And watch what he says, starting at the first verse. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which is called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Yehuda, which swear by the name of Yah, and make mention of the Elohim of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. And this is what's going on today. They talking about the Most High, but it's not in truth, nor is it in righteousness. I call and ask these leaders to sit down all the time. Let's talk about this. If what you're saying is right, then let's sit down and talk about it. If what you're saying is truth, then let's sit down and talk about it. You're the one saying this is the truth. You're the one saying this is righteousness. Well, back it up. Sit down and let's see if what you're saying is what you're saying. If Yahweh is with you, who can be against you? And there's a lot of people talking about Yah this and Yah that, but Yah said is not in truth nor righteousness. For they called themselves of the holy city and stayed themselves upon the Elohim of Israel. Yahweh is his name. I've declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, and I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is an iron sinew, and thy brow brass. I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee. Least thou shouldest say, my idol have done them, my graven image, my molten image have commanded them. Thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I've showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. They are created now and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew them. Yeah, a lot of people, stuff I'm telling people and revealing to people, people swear up and down what I'm saying is crazy. And they saying, you know, what is he talking about? Now, the mass majority of people, they see what I'm saying is the truth. And they can see this thing. Well, where you think, when do you think it was? This was in the beginning. This is nothing new. This was always here. This was always written. This was always before us. We just didn't know it. And you don't want to be surprised about what you're going to learn tomorrow. But that's what Yah would do. Watch what he says. Seventh verse again. They are created now, not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew them. Yea, thou heardest not. Yea, thou knewest not. Yea, from that time that thy ear was not open, for I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb. And watch what Yahweh says. For my name's sake will I defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Because that's really what should go down. We should be cut off. We should be destroyed. We should be consumed altogether. But because of Yah's name, he deferred his anger. And for his praise, he refrained from cutting us off. 10th verse. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. See, he didn't do it with silver. This is how he did it. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. In other words, he gave you vexations, because that's what affliction is. Backlash, that's what afflictions is. Adversity, that's what affliction is. Evil tidings. This is what Yah would do in this furnace of affliction. Not for you to become evil. Not for you to succumb to evil. He did this so that you can rise above it. And watch what he says. For my own sake, even for my own sake will I do it. For how shall my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. You better thank Yah for his name's sake. Because the only reason many of us are here today is because of his namesake. Very few, and I mean very few, will be righteous. Very few will get this thing right. But for your holy namesake, we will spare. Praise Yah for his mercy. Isaiah 52. You want to see this. You want to see what's really going on. Third verse. Well, I'll start at the first verse. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. In other words, it's going to come a time where that's out. That's out. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says Yah, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus says Yah Elohim, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now, therefore, what have I here, says Yah, that my people is taken away for naught, and they that rule over them make them to howl, says Yah. And my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that do speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bring a good tidings, that publish peace, that bring a good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that said unto Zion, thy Elohim reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when Yah shall bring again Zion. And who are these watchmen that shall see the eye to eye when Yah bring back Zion? What is watchman is a servant. Well, who is a servant? Well, his servant is the one that's trying to gather his people together. Because that's his, the job of his servant. Not just to gather the people together, but the job of his servant is to bring truth and judgment to the earth. The work of the servant is to bring judgment unto the Gentiles. This is the work of his servant. The work of his servant is to bring glory to the Most High. This is what he's chosen for. And it is his servant that will represent his great name. Who do you think Yahweh has sent to speak in his name? Well, he sent his servant to speak in his name. The book of Ezekiel 34. And watch what the Most High says. In the book of Ezekiel 34, the scripture I was looking for in the book of Ezekiel 34, I don't see. However, so I want to read just one last thing to you in the book of Ezekiel 37. And we will close out on this. In the book of Ezekiel 37, and this is what you want to know. I'll start at the 21st verse. Ezekiel 37:21, say unto them, thus says Elohim, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side and bring them to their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mount of Israel. One king shall be to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. They shall dwell therein, even they, and their children, and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. And this is the part I want you to see. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them and set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know, that I, Yah, do sanctify Israel when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. So Yahweh sanctuary will come down from heaven, and he will put it and place it in the midst of his servants Israel. And why would Yahweh do such a thing? Well, it's simple. For his name's sake. That's why Yahweh would do this. And let it be known. It's not for your sakes, but for his own sake. For his name's sake. That he would do this. Because we have polluted his great name in the midst of our enemies, as well as the midst of our people. So tonight we praise the mighty Yah for his great name's sake. And we will deal with number three and how Yahweh desires and has proposed to redeem his people as well as the inhabitants of the earth. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you. and so do I. Shalom.